Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. As you know, I spent 7 days in Mexico on the Baja Peninsula at a beautiful place. The question I would like to ask is, how did I do this?
What do you mean? How did I get there?
How did I do that?
You thought about it and said, oh, I want to go there, and you did.
Well, that's part of it. Well, why did I get to go there?
Because you're worthy, deserving, lovable, and you matter.
Absolutely.
And your friends want you around.
Absolutely. And that is what you have to remember. And when she said, come down, I didn't say, oh, no, I can't afford it. Oh, no, what is this, that, or the other thing? Of course, it was free except for the airfare. So, it was a wonderful vacation, and that's what you have to remember. This class is called Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. That happens to be Prosperity and Abundance. The whole thing was absolutely what I'd call deluxe. This woman and her husband put people in businesses down there. Give them money to start up little things. So, the drive from the airport was with the beautiful new vans and the people who own them with the gorgeous air conditioning, everything spotless. Then we went out on the catamaran. They put that man in business. So we were the only people on the catamaran. They cooked us dinner. They took us to Little Cove so we could scuba dive. Then we went parasailing because somebody else they put that in. So, I mean, it just went on and on and on. The wonderful deluxe things. And the whole time I was there, I just kept saying thank you. Silently to myself, thank you. And looking out. Now, I also did this exercise with my mind. I didn't look around and say, oh, how can they afford this? How can they have this and I don't? I said, thank goodness that they have it. If they have it, I can too. I can have it also. So this is what you have to remember. That these things, you can have these different things. It does not always require money. Once you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, then people want you around, and they invite you to these things. And here's the catch. I said, well, this is beautiful. We'll have to go come back and so forth. And she said, oh, we can go to the one I own in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
She has
another one?
So.
Good for her.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Where did I find her?
If so, please think of those things. That it does not. Money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. You have to remember that. Think prosperity. Think abundance. And these things happen for you. People will do it for you. And they were delighted. She was delighted to have me there. And I think she's a wonderful person. So, that's what this class is all about when we call it Abundance and Prosperity, Including Money. It's about allowing yourself, giving yourself permission so that these things can come to you. Instead of saying, well, I don't have any money. I'm not in their realm. No, you don't do that. I have never run in to a rich person that wasn't absolutely generous. I have never done that in my entire life. And I run into a lot of people with a lot of money, and they are always willing to give it away and to treat you to things. So think of that and use this. Use this. If I can do it, you can do it. You can do it. It's just changing your concept and saying, oh, what does that mean? They're taking me down there, now I'll owe them this and I'll have to take them here. No. There's no strength attached. There's no obligation. She wanted to treat people to something. And she wanted, she has such a beautiful thing. She wanted to share it. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. So, think of those things. But always work on that idea, worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. If you get nothing else out of this, learn those things about yourself. Absolutely, it will change your life. You have to learn those things. Okay? The good news for tonight is, and you've heard this many times, fear not, little flock, for it gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. We have to remember that. We say that there's a power. We say that there's a God. We say all these wonderful things. But do we use God then? Or do we just mouth the stuff and say, well, that sounds good, that's a nice platitude, but I'm not going to do anything about it, and I don't think that God really is there to help me. God is always there to help you, but you must ask for it. If you had a very rich person who loved to give you everything, why wouldn't you ask them? Why wouldn't you do that for yourself? The only thing that's holding you back is some limitation in your mind that you learned from somewhere else. And this whole idea of changing our vocabulary, watching what we're saying, you have to become aware of what you're saying all the time. You cannot just keep saying things. John slipped tonight. And when you said that, whose voice was that in your head? I can't do anything right is what you were going to say, and that was your mother's voice. Because your mother said that to you, didn't she? That's not yours. Why are you hanging on to that? Why are you hanging on to those things? You are no longer that person. Your mother made that absolutely a wonderful person. But she was wrong. And she was wrong about that. She was wrong about that. Now you have to change your mind about yourself. I can't do that. God can't do that. No one can do that but you. You are the one who has to get a bigger, better idea of yourself, John. And not keep letting that mind of yours take you back. Oh, well, my mother always said this to me. This always happened to me. No. You can't do that. You have to separate from those things. Those people meant well. But they were absolute idiots, some of them. Absolute idiots. But now you're old enough and you have a mind of your own. You can start to think better things about yourself. You see, the whole wonderful thing about this teaching is you can learn to think anything you want to think. You can learn to think anything you want to think. And when you learn this, your life changes. You become that. Remember, Henry David Thoreau said, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. So if you think you're clumsy, if you think you're this, you're going to become those things. So you erase that from your vocabulary and you start to raise your own self and say, look, I'm good at this. I can do this. But as long as you think you're clumsy, then you're going to get spots on your shirt. Because it has to work that way. It has to work that way. That's the wonder of this teaching. It listens to what you say, and it gives it to you. That's why fear not, little flock. It gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. So give up all this fear and so forth that the world outside wants to constantly tell you that you're getting old, that you're going to live under the bridge, that you're going to go to a nursing home, that a catastrophic illness is going to come upon you, and blah, da, 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 da. Whatever is going on in there, say to yourself, no, that is not going to happen to me. I have a power that is in me that knows how to do this, and I allow it to do it. I allow it to do it. And that's what most people don't want to do. They want to say, oh yes, there's a God, but I couldn't use God, I couldn't do that. But that's, absolutely ridiculous. If you know that that light over there will light up if you turn on the electricity, why would you be afraid to switch it on? God is inside of you. Learn to switch God on. Learn to use God. And you can use that as a wonderful affirmation. I'm now flicking the switch, and God is coming through me. I'm now flicking the switch, and God is coming through me. And then use that in your life. Use it so that you have a wonderful, joyous life, a fulfilling life. But it has to always start with, I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. And with that, we will do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Yay!
No, you matter.
I've been around long enough to realize that when people get uncomfortable with the idea that they matter, that they're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable, they stop coming. They stop coming because it's uncomfortable. And the mind says, oh, you can't do that. Who the hell do you think you are? That's when you have to say, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly who I am. I'm an individualized expression of God. The switch is turned on. The power is coming through me now. That is the way you do it. That is the way you do it. Anytime you feel a fear, when I did parasailing, I thought, oh, I don't want to do that. And I felt fear come up. As soon as I felt the fear come up, I said, I have to do it. I have to do it. If you feel fear for something, you have to do it. Because you have to destroy the illusion of fear. That is exactly what Mary Baker Eddy was talking about when she said you must argue with your mind. You cannot give in. First of all, fear is an illusion. It does not exist in reality. The only thing that exists in reality is love, is God. And you can, is it reasonable? Is it reasonable for you to think that God has no fear? Then is it reasonable for you to think that you have no fear? Mm-hmm. So make it reasonable for yourself. And say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step out and do this. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Remember the German proverb? Start to weave, and God will give you the thread. This thing that we call God will not let you down. It just will not do that. But we let ourselves down with our thinking. We let ourselves down with our thinking. And we start to believe the world. And you cannot believe the world. You cannot do that to yourself. Or you'll be in the soup with everybody else out there. And then you'll be wondering why life isn't fulfilling and joyous. So, think of those things. And don't allow fear to come into your life. Fear manifests faster than love, by the way. Always does. Why do you think that is?
We give it so much power.
Because we believe in fear more.
As a collective,
we believe in fear more than love. We always believe.
Yeah, because I think that in real, if you think about it, if your reality, if you don't do this work, then fear, the moment you feel love, are very much they're not, you don't wrap your arms around them so much, because that even scares you.
Yes.
But the fear is like, is an instantaneous thing, or reaction to something, or not good enough. So unless you go into do this teaching, you wouldn't know to think otherwise.
Right. Because we're always born into a conversation that's already going on. And we live in a thought atmosphere. And that thought atmosphere is race mind.
Right.
And race mind teaches that it's subtle, but it seeps right into your consciousness, and you start to believe it.
Yeah, I've been struggling with my mind and my thoughts, and whether I was having a tantrum or whether I was worthy, the whole thing got a little muffled. I'm moving to do a new house, and I wanted it painted before I moved in. Now, I have people that work with me that will paint and do everything I need them to do, but then my mind went to, you shouldn't be spending that money, because you want. And then this other party goes, no, you want it to be, you're worthy, you love this, you want it done before you move in, because you want it to be very nice, and you deserve it to be very nice.
Yes.
So it was a struggle, and then I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go for it, and the money will be there.
Yes.
And so I went and picked my paint out, I went and bought the paint, put it on the walls, and thought, I even thought of this one color, thinking, you know what, I don't really know if I'm going to like that, but we'll put it on anyway, and if I don't, I'll change it. And then I went and had, I said, I'm ready. Then I wanted the tub to be reglazed, and I didn't want to pay for it, but I wanted my landlord to pay for it. So I said to him, I need something to be done with the tub. He said, I'll give you the card. I called him today, and they're coming next week to reglaze it. But I want it to be nice for me. And so I'm like, I'm going for it, and God will provide, and I will provide.
Yes. And you were bold enough to ask the landlord to resurface the tub.
Right.
You must be bold enough with God to ask for what you want. I cannot live in this condition.
Right.
Here's what I require.
Right.
You are worth that. So go for it. I'll tell you a cute story on myself, because I'm always watching my mind. I always go to the airport. It used to be called Apollo. I don't know what it's called now. But they'll take me to the airport for $50. But when I tried to get them from Mexico calling, it kept going off and on, and I don't think he knew. And he said, well, when you get there, call me. I thought, no way. The whole idea is not to wait. I want to walk right through customs, right out, and jump in a cab and come home, which I did. And I said to the guy who does the cabs out front, he's not the driver, how much would it cost to go to Hollywood? He said, oh, about $45, which is fine. So, when we get in the cab, I said to the cab, are you taking back roads or the freeway? He said, oh, the freeway is faster, but it's longer. I said, well, the man said it'll be about $45. Oh, it'll be much more than that. It'll be 60-something till you get there. So I watched it going, and I thought, I'm not going to watch this anymore. I don't care what it costs. I am worth it. So it came to $69 and some odd cents till I got home. I said, here, and I handed him $80. And I said, he said, oh, change? I said, no, keep it. Because I wanted to break that tape in my head that said, Dallas, that's a lot of money to spend on a cab. But I like to get home after a trip. I don't want to be jostled all over town.
Yes.
I had the money. I spent the money. Yeah, the most wonderful thing about it was, until now, I never gave it a thought. Years ago, I would have mauled that over forever, saying, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You should have done that. Ah, fool, and his money is soon parted. No wonder you. Yeah, yeah. No. You have to argue with your mind. That $80 will come back to me in some other way. And it was a pleasure going right home. I got home in a half an hour. Home in a half an hour from LAX at 3:30 in the afternoon. So.
worth it.
It's worth it. And you're worth it. And that's what you have to know. Instead of letting your mind say, oh, well, I could save a few bucks if I took this shuttle that went all over Hell's Half Acre and back. I did that one time, and I thought, well, I'll never do that again. I thought we'd never get to the airport. I mean, it stopped at every... So, do those nice things for yourself. The money will be there. Money is never the issue. It's your thinking that's the issue. And if somebody thinks, oh, well, isn't he extravagant? I don't care. I do not care. Because I love what Frank Lloyd Wright said. Give me the luxuries, and I can do without the necessities. And most people only want the necessities. I'll go for the luxuries every time. And it works. So do those different things for yourself. And watch what your mind is doing to you. This thing that you're doing, Jules, you will find that your prosperity consciousness and your whole self-worth will change. Mm-hmm. It will absolutely change. Because you're doing something for yourself.
Right. It's a fabulous house, by the way.
Yes. See that? We're all coming for a housewarming party.
Okay.
So good. So remember that. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Don't be penny-pinching everything. Yes. Be wise with your money. As Reva says, don't be vague with it. But you cannot be stingy. You cannot be stingy. You don't feel good about being stingy. So don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. Okay? A race mind alert. I had a young man today, and I also heard this on the radio. Some woman called in, and the man said, oh, you were the 20th caller, and you win whatever it was. It was a watch, $500 watch. She was just ecstatic. She said, oh, thank God, because I was having just a dreadful morning. There's no such thing as a dreadful morning. Morning has nothing to do with it. It's your thinking that has it to do with it. And because you want to watch, you think, oh, now that's made my day. No, you have to make your day. You have to do that for yourself. You have to decide every morning when you get up that you're happy. And then you will be happy. It's choices. It's always choices. And we look outside and we think something else is doing it. Something else is doing it. The young man this evening said to me, well, it's just an absolutely horrible week. You know how it is. If it isn't one thing, it's the other. And I left him babble on and on and on. He lost his cell phone. His computer went down. This happened and that happened. And when he was finished, I said, well, now, if you can get yourself off the pity pot long enough, do you realize that everything you said was complete grace mind? Complete grace mind. If it isn't one thing, it's another, is grace mind. Do you know, remember whose autobiography that was? Gilder Radner. If it isn't one thing, it's another, and she died of ovarian cancer. So, your words have power. Your words have power. But you have to hear what you're saying. You have to hear what you're saying. I explained to him. First of all, he said, blah, blah, blah. I said, do you have money to replace that? He said, yes. I said, then why are you carrying on so? It's only a telephone. And he said, but it's gone. It's gone. And I said, yes. And it will continue to be gone as long as you say that. If you know by right of consciousness that it must be returned to you, that phone will be returned to you. Nothing can be lost in the mind of God. Nothing can be lost in the mind of God. So don't let outside stimuli control your life. We live on a plane of action here where everything you see is an effect. It's an effect that has no causation to it whatsoever. But you think, oh, that caused this, that's causing me to be this, the weather's bad today, so now I don't feel good, or my arthritis is bad today because of the weather. Now I'm absolutely sure that that is a race mind thing. It's a race mind thing. They did a study in England where people, in the damp weather, their arthritis comes on. Some only get it in November, then it goes away. Some get it in the summer, and then it goes away. So, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. The body has no causation. The body has no causation. The body does not feel pain. The body does not feel pain. Only your mind feels pain. That's why in hypnosis, hypnotize somebody and operate on them, and they don't feel one thing because the body has no pain. It has receptors that go to the brain. That is all it has, but it has no causation of its own. So try to remember those things.
That's why I've heard there's a schizophrenics, multiple personalities. One will feel something, but when the other one comes out, even cancer is not there.
Right.
So you say the mind, and that's...
With that personality, the one personality can have diabetes. Mm-hmm. But when it's in the other personality, right, there's no diabetes whatsoever.
Wow.
Because it's in the mind. We live in a mental world. So what I was trying to tell this young man today who lost his phone and so forth, and he kept saying, oh, it's gone. I said, we do not see with our eyes. We see with our mind. I said, why don't you change that? And then go out and look through your car, and you'll probably find the phone. But as long as you say it's gone, it could be right in front of you, and you will not be able to see it. You will not be able to see it because you're telling your mind what you want to see. You're telling your mind what you want to feel. You're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's doing it. So learn those things. Little by little, you build yourself. Remember, the whole idea is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and feel the feelings that you want to feel. That's what it's all about. That's what this life is all about. But you keep thinking other people's thoughts. You think your mother's thoughts. I don't know whose thought you were thinking when you started that little thing. But it wasn't your thought. Somebody gave you that. It sounded exactly like Grace's mind to me. So you have to look at these things. Learn to hear what people are saying. I have trained myself to hear what people are saying. And when they're having difficulty, I can usually correct it by saying, could you eliminate that word? Do you hear what you just said? And when they do that, the whole thing changes. But you have to pay attention to what you're saying. You don't pay attention because you're so used to doing it that it just becomes automatic with you. And you say, well, that's John. That's the way John is. That's not the way John is. John, you are not your mind. Your mind is yours. Now start using your mind correctly and tell it, here's what I think of myself every day. Are you still doing mirror work and all that? Yes. Do your mirror work. Do your affirmation. Build yourself up. Because when you're lifted up, you lift up the whole world. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. For one person to break out of this race mind thing so that other people say, oh, now I can do it too. So don't fall for all that stuff. Watch what you're saying to to other people, but especially to yourself all the time. You know, we're only ever talking to ourselves. You know, I give this talk. I'm not talking to you people. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself. Because there's only God. There's only God.
Well, I said today, that idiot. And I go, if he's an idiot, then I'm an idiot.
Yes.
So I came out.
Yes. And that's what to notice, because it's so automatic.
It was. It's like,
because you see, the mind does not know that you called somebody
right.
something. It only knows that you called yourself that. It cannot separate. Why can't it separate? Because it's unity. It cannot separate. What you say about others, you say about yourself. There is no separation. That's why we watch what we're saying. And then we learn to treat ourselves very nicely and very lovingly and very kind. Be nice and kind and generous to yourself. And do nice things for yourself. And it will make all the difference in the world. And while you're doing it, don't feel guilty or ashamed or anything else. Ha ha, I deserve this. I deserve this. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. My father is a king. Think of that. If your father's a king, you must be a prince. You think Prince Charles has any trouble with doing things? No, because he's entitled to it. He says, well, I'm the Prince of Wales. I can have all this stuff. And he gets it, and he goes and does it. So think of those things for yourself. Make yourself your own royalty. The lady that I was with, one of them was named Peggy. And she said on this vacation she was just going to do what she wanted to do, and she was going to be a princess. She said, I've never been a princess. I'm always doing for others. And I said, that's a terrific idea. So I don't know, in Mexico, if you realize there's a wedding dress shop every other store. I found a little diamond tiara for her, not, you know, rhinestone. And I gave it to her and put it in her hair. I said, now, you're a princess. And I said, get home. Put that out where you can see it all the time and remind yourself that you're a princess. That you're a princess. You see, we get the idea when we say princess that it means spoiled and all that. It does not mean that. It does not mean spoiled. It means allowing yourself to be treated correctly by yourself. By yourself. If you don't treat yourself all right, no one's going to treat you all right. Because you always get back what you put out. And people say, oh, well, that's good enough for him. You know, he doesn't like himself. He doesn't like himself. So do that. Get a tiara for yourself or a crown or something to look at it and know that you can do those things. Now, she was absolutely thrilled, and I think it will change her whole life. I think it will change her, that somebody thought enough to do that. And now, it's always going to be a symbol for her every time she looks at it that she had a wonderful time, that she is a princess. And that's what the church, you know, is all about. That's why they have all those statues and all that decoration and so forth. Because we learn more from those things than we do from the talks and so forth. We learn more from those. We always have. So do little things. Put things out for yourself that remind you of who you are. That remind you of who you are. Okay? All right, let's do a spirit to remind you. And this is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. I am totally one with the only power there is in the universe. That power is in me, as me, and through me. And that power knows exactly what to do. And I allow it to do that. That power knows nothing about prosperity and abundance. And I allow it to bring prosperity and abundance to me. Right here and right now. I also open myself to money. I accept money easily and freely because I realize that money is freedom. I love money and money loves me. Money is attracted to me. I am a money magnet and I allow that to be so. And so it is. Use your treatment. Use your words in treatment to cause something to happen inside of you. You're never treating outside your own mind. When I do treatments for other people, I don't treat their mind. I treat my mind. I treat my mind to see them whole, complete, and perfect. To see them the way they wish that they were. I see them with what they want. But I do that in my mind. I don't try to change their mind. Now, why does that work? All one. It's all one. What's known in one spot in mind must be known in all spots in mind. In all places. So use these different things. Learn how to do this for yourself. Learn how to do it. It works across the board. Always works. Always works. Even when you think it's not working. You cannot make a treatment that isn't so working. They don't go into thin air and they don't disappear. They continue to work. When Dr. Bitzer was so ill, he told me, that he could not bring himself to do a treatment. He was that ill. And he remembered, every treatment I have ever given is still working. And it's working right here and right now. And he got up and walked. He got up and walked. You have to allow this thing called God to work for you. To help you. And you're doing that with your mind. By accepting that. By just saying that. And you say it till your mind accepts it. You say it till your mind accepts it. And your mind will accept it. Because there really is a power in the universe. And we call it God. There is a power. We can prove that. There's no one here who doesn't believe that there's a law called the law of attraction. We see that all the time. And what is that law of attraction? Well, it's God at work. It's God doing things. So do those things for yourself. And know that you can do it. But you have to clear your mind first. You have to know, aha, not only this can be done, but I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. Therefore, I'm opening myself to this. I'm opening myself to this. And then there's nothing. There is nothing that you cannot bring into your life. We're always, remember, stretching our consciousness. And that's all it is getting a bigger, better concept of yourself. Remember, I used to say, you have to get a bigger, better concept of God. If you're not getting what you want, it's because you have a small God. And if you're not getting what you want, it's because you have a small idea of yourself. You have a small idea of yourself. So get a bigger and better idea of yourself. Get a bigger and better idea of yourself. And never put yourself down. Never put yourself down. Learn to totally love yourself. Tonight's topic is two masters. You see, we can't have two masters. And yet we do it all the time. We have fear and we have love. That's two masters. We have race mind out there. Or we have the mind of God at work. You see? You have to decide. If you want prosperity, abundance of money, then that's all that you look at. That's all that you see. And you never allow your mind to think poverty. If you think poverty, that's two masters. And you've just negated the whole thing. Now people will say, yes, but Dallas, there are poor people out there. Yes, there are poor people out there. And there will always be poor people out there. But I'm not concerned with poor people. I'm concerned with myself. And I'm concerned with each and every one of you. And if you can do that, bring yourself up, then they can make that choice also. But till you do it, they cannot do that. So never look at what you don't want. Only ever look at what you want. Always look at what you want. Go to nice places. See nice people. Look at fine things. Instead of looking at ugly things. Don't do that to yourself. That's serving two masters. Your mind is split. And you can't have that. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln who said a house divided against itself will fall? Well, that's what happens with your mind if it's divided. If it's divided. The same way we divide good and bad. There's no such thing as bad. There's no such thing as bad. That's a perspective. And yes, we can go into all that horrible stuff. But that's then serving two masters. So learn to see only good. Learn to see only abundance and prosperity. Learn to see only money in your life. But you say, oh, yes, but. See money in your life. Don't say, yes, but I'll run out in a week. You say, well, I may not have money. Now you're thinking poverty. You have to know that you live in an abundant universe. When I was walking the beach, I saw all that sand. This world is totally abundant. And that's what you have to know for yourself. But you allow the fear thought to come in. And you allow the other thing to come in. Yes, but I have to save my money because what if I live to be 2,000 years old? I won't have enough money. And now we hear that all the time. Do you have enough money to live to the end? Well, you have to know, yes, I have enough money. I have enough money to live to the end. I think Susie Orman makes that affirmation. I have enough money to take care of myself for the rest of my life. I have enough money to take care of myself the rest of my life. And that's what you have to know.
And who knows when the end is?
Well, exactly.
I mean, you know, we don't go, oh, okay, I'm living to be 97, so I can figure this out.
Yes, well, people do that too.
I know, but we have to just know. You're right.
You have to just know. Because then they start to ration.
Because you're in a box then.
Yes. And if you start to ration, what are you into?
Risk.
And poverty.
Lack of invitation.
Yes. So that's the idea of you cannot serve two masters. Either make up your mind that you're absolutely abundant and prosperous and that you have money. And then stick with that and that will work for you. But don't say that and then say, yes, but look at that over there and look at this over here and I can't afford that. You see, never tell yourself that you can't afford something. You may say to yourself, at the present moment, I'm choosing not to purchase that. But you can never say to your mind, I cannot afford it. You cannot do that. That's showing poverty. So, always think abundance, prosperity, and money. And you'll know that you have that. And it's all right to have loads of money, tons of money. But it's not necessary. You can have it, but it's not necessary. So you have to decide, how much money do I really need? And you can go for the big bucks. You can be Ted Turner and Oprah and all those people. You can do that if you want. But you can be abundant and prosperous without all that money. But you can have money also. And that's what you have to think about. How much do I really need? And you'll discover, oh my goodness, I'm getting along just fine here. Without all those worry thoughts that
you
money is going
to
drive.
Go ahead. You really have to decide like an amount, like yearly income or...
Well, it's always best to think of something because otherwise you're vague. You can say I went $10,000 or more. But you have to come up with a figure that your mind will accept. You see, everyone says, oh yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire. Well, your mind cannot accept that. Your mind cannot accept it. If your mind can't accept it, you're not going to manifest it. So you have to say, ha-ha, but I could do 40 or 50 or 70,000. Then when you get to that point, you go up to the next level and you keep moving up. You just keep moving up with it. That's what most people think. Oh, well, I want $1 million. Well, $1 million isn't much anymore, people. You know, you could buy one house. Sometimes you can't even buy one house at $1 million. So, you know, you need more than that. But you have to bring yourself to that realization. You have to bring yourself to that realization that it's all right. I filled up my car today. It was $42. You know, in that car, I used to fill up for $10. Mm-hmm. Then it was $20. Then it was $25. And the last time it was $30-something. And today it was $42. Mm-hmm. And I did not go into hysterics.
Nope.
I did not go into hysterics. I said, thank God I have the money for this. And the money will always be there. It will always be there for me to have gasoline. Now, do I sit down and say, oh, I think I'll try something alternative, like a bicycle and this, that, and the other thing? No, I do not do that. But I'm not wasteful either. I'm not on the highway running up and down and going to the same grocery store 3 times in one day. I do plan those things. But you immediately, when something goes up, the first thing people, oh, I'll cut back. Instead of cutting back, why don't you say, oh, I'll make more money. I'll make more money.
Yeah, let's go cut back. Well, I have to say that I always go to, this is ridiculous because I'm so angry at the gas companies.
And where does that get you?
Well, it gets me nowhere. But it's like at the one point, there's a national gas out on the May 15th, and I'm like, I'm ready.
Oh, to not buy any gas?
Yeah. On that
but that, they never work, you know.
Well, that's raised mine if they never work.
But they never work because people will not give that up.
People won't give up that.
Well, if 1% of the population gave it up, it'll have some sort of impact.
How much impact can it do when they made it $18 billion at the first quarter?
See, and that appalls me. That's the appalling
part. Ah, don't be appalled. Say, if they can do it, I can do it. Thank God they're making money. And I'm going to say
they're making money off of us because
they're not making money.
No, because what happens is they're producing lack. They're giving us lack. They're saying, the reason why gas prices is because there's a lack of oil. Yeah. That's such bullshit. There's not a lack.
Yes, it may be absolute bullshit, but that has nothing to do with you whatsoever.
Because we're not going to change them.
We're not. You're going to have to change yourself, and you're going to have to say that I'm in real estate, and I can sell homes up one side and down the other, and I can make more money than I've ever made before, and I can afford everything that I want. Because I am a terrific real estate agent.
Yes.
Now, let me. That's your house is divided. You're upset and angry because they're making all that money.
No, I'm not upset and angry that they're making all that money. I'm upset and angry because they're saying they're making it because we don't have any oil, and I don't believe that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
They're lying.
That doesn't matter either. Yeah. You see, what matters is that you keep your mind on what you want to do.
Right.
You see, you keep your mind on your real estate and let all that other stuff go. Because where thought goes, energy flows. And what happens is, people get so upset over the gas and the prices and so forth, now you're not thinking about real estate, right? Your job is to think about real estate 24/7. Your job is to sell homes. Yes, absolutely. And you'll see that when you stop and say, oh, thank God, the oil companies have all that money. Because if they have it, that means there is an abundance of money. And you can make money. and you can make money. And you'll make tons of money. But you won't make it while you're focusing on that. You have to focus on what you want. Otherwise, two masters you're serving. Two masters you're serving. And yes, all that stuff you said is correct. But I don't care. I never give it one thought. That's it. You know, we love them. Oh, the Mindy Kingdom, they don't need that. Apparently they think they do need it, or they wouldn't have it. Now, you have to say, look how powerful they are. Look at their consciousness. They have a prosperity consciousness. And if they can do that, stretch their consciousness, I can stretch my consciousness. And then learn to stretch your consciousness. But never complain about people making money. That's what you want to do, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So if you're complaining about people making money and there's no separation, how the hell are you going to make money?
Even though it's the other companies, we don't complain about like somebody like Oprah making money.
Right.
But you're, the whole divided thing that you're saying,
right.
We do that.
We do that.
Because we judge on who's good and who's not good.
Right.
We.
But you can't say, I want to make money, and then get angry because somebody made money. Because there's no separation, remember?
I guess I have to get around the fact how they're making money.
Drug dealers.
Let that go.
Yeah. Well, just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
You be honest. You have integrity and run your own life.
Yes.
And I say that, I call that staying at home. You say, just stay at home with yourself.
Okay.
Don't let your mind run out there trying to solve all those things, because your mind will love to do that. And meantime,
distraction.
You're not getting what you want.
Right.
That's a great point.
You're not getting what you want. And the world loves to do that, and race mind loves to do that, and your own mind loves to do that. Let's keep them absolutely as distracted as possible. You've heard me say this before. Your mind, my mind, will always keep you from hearing what you need to know. That is why you come to these classes every week. That is why you have to make that a commitment in your life. Now, when I have something and I know what I'm saying, and I said, oh, that'll help that person. That person will not show up. That person will be absent from the room. That's why.
Because you're putting the energy not on yourself?
No, it's because their mind keeps them from hearing what they need to know.
Oh.
It already knows.
Yeah. And their mind, you know, look at the people who, when you get up and go to the bathroom, when the most important point is being made.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do what's called diving. The mind will just take a dive and you'll nod off for one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you just missed what you needed to hear. Clever little mind.
Well, it's like listening to tapes. I mean, I listen to, you know, stuff over and over, and I go, nah, I know that one in here the first time, because my mind turned off.
Look how many years I've been reading a mental equivalent, and every time I pick it up, I say, where did they put that?
When, yeah.
You know, and I read them till they're completely all underlined. Mm-hmm. Then I get a new copy, and I start over again. And then I do that again, so they're complete, everything is underlined, because everything in that little pamphlet is absolutely important. Absolutely important. You cannot do that. What do you think a mental equivalent is? What do you think a mental equivalent is? Oh, you don't know, do you? I'm going to do it.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Deserving.
Totally lovable. And I matter. That's a mental equivalent. You have to have that mental equivalent going before you can manifest. That's a mental equivalent. It's not, oh, mental equivalent. I have to think of a big house because that's what I want.
You
see?
You have to get worthy, deserving,
and totally lovable.
Totally lovable, and I matter. Their mental equivalency. Didn't you know that? mental equivalent. And once you get that mental equivalent working, then it has to work. I'm here for you.
What if that 1% of the population that did the gas out just switched to that?
Yes.
Then that would be something.
Yes.
Wow.
But gas outs and all those demonstrations, anything like that, is a total race mind. Total race mind.
Hmm.
And we think, oh, yeah, this will affect something. That's just a lot of busy work. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's like marching for AIDS and cancer and all that kind of stuff. Not going to get you anywhere. Not going to get you anywhere. There's never been a charitable organization that ever fulfilled what it went out to fulfill.
How's that?
I hate to bring that one up always.
It's creating more of it.
Because it just creates more.
From the consciousness of us thinking about it? Well, oh, man!
Well, he just said they marched for breast cancer. Yeah. So they're saying, I'm for breast cancer, like Mother Teresa said.
Lord.
No, I will not come to an anti-war march on Vietnam. When you march for peace, call me.
Yeah.
So what would you say for breast cancer? When you march for the cure?
For health of everybody.
Right.
How do you say that?
Well, first of all, the mental equivalent that you're looking for is there's absolutely no breast cancer.
Right. Exactly.
There's absolutely no breast cancer. Everything is perfection. Now, if you develop breast cancer, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect because God only creates perfect. So now you have to say, but I don't want this. And then you go to your mental equipment. There's no such thing as breast cancer. My body is completely free of this.
AIDS.
My body is completely free.
Your blood. Your blood kills it.
But the mental equivalent is, I'm always whole, complete, and perfect. That the health of God is running through me. Always running through me. House divided against itself. Oh, breast cancer. No. No breast cancer. What? No. You always have to see that. And cancer is one of the biggest race mind things that you can encounter. And why do you think that in all these years they've never found a cure for it? And why do you think in all these years they find more and more? Have you ever heard names like that? Sickle or the basal cell and this one and that one? I mean, they have more now than you've ever. It just keeps, because we just keep thinking about it. It just keeps growing. Where you put your energy, it's going to keep growing. Just going to keep growing.
It's like they keep building more prisons because prisons don't work.
Well, prisons don't work. People have known that forever.
They don't tell anybody that they're worthy, deserving, lovable, and they matter. They're horrible, horrible creatures.
Yes.
So those that grows.
And now the problem with that is it's becoming corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations are running prisons. Mm-hmm. Now, a corporation is running a prison, they have to make money.
Jesus.
Look, she's got to be busy.
So
they make it from the government, don't they?
Pardon?
They make it from the government.
But they still have to make a profit. If you're a corporation and you're running a prison, you have to make a profit.
Sometimes.
So if everyone was released from the prison, there would be no business, right?
Right.
So therefore, they have to have a belief in God.
Oh, Lord.
But don't worry about that.
I'm not worried about that because that's not my deal.
Right.
I'm staying home.
Right. Stay at home and say, that does not happen in my universe. It doesn't happen in my universe. You're making your own reality. Minute by minute. Moment by moment. And thought by thought. And the thoughts are the words. Because words structure thought. You cannot have a thought unless you have words. You cannot do it. So, watch your vocabulary. Watch what you're saying to yourself. Stay at home. Don't to divide itself. Always know there's no such thing as breast cancer. And I don't care if they show you all those machines and everything else. No. Now, how many years did they do mammograms?
Yeah.
No, they don't think that they work.
Right, because people still get cancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's a machine. That's powerful. You ever see some of those big machines in a hospital? Oh, my God. You
yeah.
think you're going to the moon. I mean, they're gigantic things. We're going to zap you. That's too impressive.
Well, they're not so bright and they don't make them to your body. I'm like, okay, like, you know that women's bodies are soft in a lot of ways. You think that you could put something around it that you could, I mean, with all the technology, but they don't do that.
And they don't care.
They don't care. No.
They did it once and I said, no, don't need that.
No, it doesn't help. So watch your mind. Do not serve two masters. Serve one master. The one master you're serving is the one that we call God, who only knows perfection. So keep perfection always at the forefront of your mind, and you will manifest that. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I.